There's an overwhelming amount of financial advice in the news and on social media. Who do you listen to? Are they looking out for what's best for you? How do you tune out the noise? In this podcast, trusted advisors Emily Augusto, CPA, and Amanda Vaught, JD, bring their extensive education and experience to delve into all aspects of personal finance. Emily and Amanda make topics like investing, taxes, and financial planning interesting and accessible. And they provide a framework to help you think through the plethora of financial advice and news out there. Are you ready to start making the best personal financial decisions for you? Welcome to Connecting the Dollars with Propel Financial Advisors.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're going to continue with our series on Get to Know Your Advisor Better. And this week we are featuring Emily Augusto, our favorite CPA and fellow co-founder of Propel Financial Advisors. So get ready to talk about yourself, Emily.
Getting there.
I know. So can we just start with some background? Just share some your educational background, where you grew up, how you got started.
Yeah, so I was the type of kid who did not know what I wanted to do when I grew up, except for like silly things like wanted to be a backup singer or like, I don't know, one of those.
Definitely not a silly thing.
Work at one of those diners where you can roller skate around. Those were probably my top choices. But I was always good at math and I liked puzzles. I know in Danielle's episode, she was talking about how she was a weird kid, how she budgeted or like wrote down numbers all the time. But here's my nerdy child thing. I got a Fisher-Price safe when I was maybe like 6 or 7. That was my favorite Christmas present of my life. I would like collect coins and all my dad's loose change. And like, you know how at a bank you get like a roll of quarters or something? Mm-hmm. And I would get those rolls and just like make rolls of change.
Yeah. Like real rolls or pretend?
Yeah. Oh, like real rolls.
Yeah.
So I was always, I don't know, into that kind of thing and like counting money. Mm-hmm. Strange. But, yeah, so long story short, by the time I got to college, I still was not really sure what I wanted to do as a career. But throughout my life, things like that, you know, like the story about the safe, like just random things would come up like, oh, yeah, I was good at this thing or this thing. And it always had to do with math and accounting type of things. So eventually, I think it was like my junior or senior year of college, I was studying psychology and I was taking more of the statistical side of classes of psychology. So like more of the science-based classes. Mm-hmm. And I also started taking some business and marketing classes to get a minor in something that was also somewhat interesting to me. And so kind of putting those together, I thought I would have a career in statistical analysis, maybe working for an advertising firm or someplace that does surveys. But then I realized that didn't sound that interesting to me. So after I graduated, I put out 1 million applications just to work anywhere. And I got a job at Northwestern University, so here in Evanston, and got placed in their financial systems department just randomly. And so I worked closely with a lot of accountants there, learned the whole purchase order process, their whole accounts payable, accounts receivable. And I already kind of had a little interest in accounting, so it was kind of cool to me. Mm-hmm. And so after a few years, I decided to go back to school to go to grad school and get an MBA with a concentration in accounting and eventually sit for the CPA exam. So my long-term goal at this point was to do all that and then be able to start my own CPA practice or, you know, work with other CPAs in a group, but more importantly, work for myself. That was the end goal.
Yeah. But before you got to that goal, you took a little side path, right? And got into financial advising.
Yes. Before I reached that goal, after Northwestern, while I was getting my MBA, I switched jobs to work at an investment advisor firm here in Chicago, where I met Danielle and David and eventually Amanda. And I learned a lot about finance, which was also great because it was a good part of my MBA background and helped me be more of a well-rounded CPA, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I worked with a lot of, at that job, I worked with a lot of finance directors of different municipalities. And it's kind of like running a small business. You have to like have this overview of what's coming in, what's going out. You have to pay the pensioners, you have to do budgeting. So that was kind of interesting. And I really liked the internal management of doing books for people. And that was a small business. And I learned a lot about how to run a small business as well at that job. What else?
Yeah, and that was a lot of working with clients that were, I know there were some individuals there, but it was mm-hmm. a lot of pension institutional clients, but maybe just a little bit of small businesses as clients, right? And so how did you make that transition into working with different types of clients? And how does your experience working with pension funds help inform your how you treat small businesses now? And individuals, I guess, too. But.
Yeah. So I guess it all just kind of came together again as being well-rounded. How working with the pensions helps me today is just I learned a lot about retirement accounts in general, because a lot of the people that had pensions became individual clients at that firm I worked for as well. And so we'd have to account for their pension income as well as maybe they also had a 403B, I guess, or a Roth IRA or some other type of retirement account. Because a lot of times they would ask us, you know, some small tax planning questions. So I became really familiar with all of that. I don't know what the second part of the question was.
Oh, just how that informed your work with small business clients. I mean, you sort of touched on it a little bit, how it was mm-hmm. like sort of a little small business within the pension to work on cash flow and keep everything organized.
Yeah. I just really liked the idea of working for myself and having like being organized. I really like the idea of just like having this business organized from the top down and not a huge mess. And I worked for a few small businesses before even starting at the investment firm. And I also liked how the owners could kind of just come and go and do their thing as necessary, but still be organized, you know, at the top and know what was going on and handle all that kind of admin stuff. So that's definitely what I was interested in. So I think that helps me work with my small business clients because I've done it, you know, I've had the experience, I've seen it happen a lot of times. And, you know, we're not all experts in everything. Like some of my clients are amazing doctors or realtors, and they don't need to know, like they don't need to be an expert in tax. So that's where I can come in and kind of help guide them in a way that's going to keep them organized and, you know, keep mm-hmm. their business afloat.
Yeah. And let them have that flexibility that can be like such a great part of being a business owner, mm-hmm. right? Set your own schedule, to set your own goals, and to work with the kind of people that you want to work with, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And as far as the, like, I just enjoy helping people. I always knew I kind of wanted to be in a field that would benefit people who needed help. You know, I didn't want to just sit at a desk and enter numbers all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anybody want to do that? I mean, I think some people do, but they don't always admit to it. But
sometimes it does sound kind of nice every now and then. Like, I can just turn my brain off and keyboard work. But yeah, at the end of the day, I knew I wanted to take on something a little more and be able to like actually help people do something.
I don't know. I personally think that really comes across in your work, Emily, that you really care about your clients and you really want them to succeed and you take it seriously trying to help them, you know? So
absolutely.
Yeah. So how about outside of work? What are the kind of things you like to get into when you're not doing accounting or financial advising?
Well, I've got a whole list of things I wish I had more time for. But probably the thing that takes the most of my time and that I enjoy is I play in a rock band here in Chicago. I play drums, and so I really enjoy drumming. It's a nice stress relief, from having a hard day too. I'm married. I live with my husband and our two cats that we are obsessed with. Yes, we're those people who treat them like our children. And what else? We enjoy traveling a lot. We try to take at least two trips a year if we can make it happen. A recent trip was to Jordan, which was quite amazing, but also very different from anywhere we've ever traveled to. And
Did you float
yes,
in the Dead Sea?
I did. It was amazing.
Yeah, was it cool? Yeah,
It was
nice.
very cool. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm doing outside of work. I'm sure there's a million other things, but those are the main ones.
I know. I think I would just say that, it's fun to stay curious, right? And I think a lot of your work activities you do outside of the work are part of that, and make you who you are, but also helps you with clients because they get it, right? They like you, so.
Yes, I like to focus on the work-life balance and encourage my clients to do that as well.
Yeah, for sure. That's how we run our firm, right?
We try to, yes.
Yes.
It's
And
easy
so
to
that,
work overwork yourself, but
yeah, I think it makes for a better advisor.
yes, we all need that time off to recharge.
Okay. Is there
You.
anything else you want to add, Emily?
I feel like I've talked too much about myself, so we can wrap it up for sure. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
That will do it for this episode of Connecting the Dollars. Nothing discussed in this episode should be considered legal, financial, or tax advice. If you like what you heard, please subscribe for more at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your content. When you do, please give us a rating and a review. To see the links we mentioned in our show, along with other great Propel Financial Advisors content, go to connectingthedollars.com. You can find our past episodes there and subscribe to our newsletter. And if you're still here because you have a general question, you can email us directly at info@connectingthedollars.com. Or if you're interested in working with us, click the Schedule a Consultation button on our website. Thank you for listening.